Titus is the book of order in the church. It has been called a priceless and unrivaled manual of pastoral advice. Martin Luther said, "This is a short epistle, but yet such a quintessence of Christian doctrine and composed in such a masterly manner that it contains all that is needful for Christian knowledge and life." Let's look at this little three-chapter book of Titus. Let's begin with the author. Who wrote the book of Titus? Well, the answer to that question is rather easy. The first verse of the first chapter says that Paul was the author. Early church records support that conclusion. So without going into a great deal of detail, it's simple to say that Paul was the author of the book of Titus. Who was the recipient of this book? Well, we know from the title that the recipient was Titus. But let's delve into this subject just a bit further. For one thing, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus form a group of epistles in the New Testament that are commonly referred to as the pastoral epistles. They were written to what we would call today pastorals, Timothy and Titus. They were also written during the same period in Paul's life, and all of them deal with the same basic error that Paul is fighting. It is equally clear that they were written after the book of Acts closes. Now let me take a moment and explain that. Briefly, it amounts to this. After Acts 28, Paul went to Ephesus and then to Macedonia. Macedonia was a Roman province. He went to probably Philippi, a city in Macedonia. After that, he journeyed to Crete, where he left Titus to continue the work there. We know that because he says that in chapter 1, verse 5 of the book of Titus. Apparently, he next traveled to Corinth, where he wrote the book of Titus. From there, he went to Spain, and on a return trip, was arrested. If that scenario is correct, and frankly, I have to admit, other itineraries are possible, then the date of Titus is the same as 1 Timothy, namely 62 A.D. Many have pointed out the similarities between 1 Timothy and Titus, indicating that like Ephesians and Colossians, they were written about the same time. Now let's talk a little bit further about Titus. He was on the island of Crete. The churches on the island of Crete were in need of organization. There were also other things that needed to be set in order. Jewish teachers needed to be rebuked. They were going to the genealogies of the Old Testament and constructing fables. From these myths, they drew commandments which turned people from the truth of God to the commandments of men. Furthermore, their motives were wrong, and the results were not honoring to the Lord. Their motive was money. Their so-called ministry produced disputes, contentions, and strivings about the law, as well as subverting whole households. They needed instruction in godliness and good works. So that forms the backdrop of Paul writing this letter to Titus, who was left on Crete to straighten out this mess in the churches on that island. All right, what is the subject of Titus? Well, it's obvious from reading the book that the subject of Titus is church order. That's clear from chapter 1, verse 5, where Paul says that he left Titus at Crete to set things in order, and the rest of the book tells him how to do just that. Well, if that's the subject, what is the structure? That is, how does Paul take the subject of setting things in order in a church and develop it? This is popularly called an outline. What's the structure of this book? Titus follows the form and format of an ancient letter, except there's no thanksgiving or prayer. In the body of the book, Paul gives three commands, each followed by a reason for those commands. With that in mind, I would personally outline the book following the format of a letter. First, there is the salutation. That's chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Then there is the body of the book, which begins at chapter 1, verse 5, and goes through chapter 3, verse 11. And finally, there is personal greetings and benediction, which is in chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. Now, that's outlining the book following the format of a letter. But the bulk of the book is the body of the book. So let's go back and just look at the body. As I mentioned a moment ago, there are three commands. The first is to ordain elders. Paul tells Titus that in chapter 1, verse 5, and he develops that through the rest of chapter 1. The second command is that Titus is to speak about things that are fit godliness. That covers all of chapter 2. And the third command is that Titus is to remind them about good works. That's chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Now let me make one other observation about the development of the subject in the book of Titus. The subject is setting things in order. How are you to do that? Well, first of all, you ordain godly leaders who hold fast to the Word of God. Secondly, you teach them about things that fit godliness, and you remind them to do good works. If that outline is followed, things will be set in order in the church. That's the message of Titus. What is the purpose of Titus? Actually, there are several purposes of Titus. The first is to instruct Titus. The church on the island of Crete was in a mess. Jewish teachers were teaching things they ought not. And Paul says in chapter 1, verse 11, their mouths must be stopped. Consequently, the people needed instruction in truth that produced godliness and good works. So Paul wrote to Titus to tell him how to put the church in order. He was to ordain elders, sharply rebuke these Jewish teachers that were teaching things they shouldn't be teaching. Titus was to speak about godliness to each age group, and he was to remind everybody that they should be careful to maintain good works. So the first purpose of Titus is to instruct Titus on how to put things in order in the church. The second purpose was to inform Titus. This epistle was written to impart personal information to Titus. It was to inform Titus about Paul's traveling plans. He was planning on sending several people to replace Titus, and he wanted Titus to join him. So the two purposes of Titus are, number one, to instruct Titus concerning putting things in order in the churches, and number two, to inform Titus about some of Paul's personal traveling plans. To sum it all up, Paul wrote Titus to instruct him to set things in order in the churches and to inform him about a few personal matters. Elders are to see to it that the word is taught, which produces godliness and good works. Perhaps the one practical spiritual truth we should take away from this book is this. As a result of the healthy teaching of the Word of God, there should be godliness and good work. Remember, Titus is the book of order in the church.